Well, it was press conference day at Six Ways again, and the big news to emerge ahead of the trip to Wasps on Sunday is that the Warriors England international centre Ben Teo will not be figuring in that trip to the Ricoh Arena. Here's the Warriors director of rugby, Gary Gold.
Yeah, I'm afraid Ben's not going to make it this weekend, sadly. I mean, which is a pity because he was really up for it and we were excited to have him back. But unfortunately, he got a concussion and quite a bad cut in the mouth, and he's not even going to make the concussion protocol return, so unfortunately, he's not available for us, which is a pity. I mean, it would be great to have a quality player, especially against a team like Wasps, but, you know, it just means that our continuity is going to continue.
Gary Gold says they expect to go into Sunday's game largely unchanged from the squad that took on Bristol at Six Ways last time out 3 weeks ago.
It's going to be a monumental challenge playing a team of their calibre on their home pitch when they're running as well as they are at the moment, top of the log. Is as big as it's going to get.
Among the other news to emerge from Six Ways this week is that the United States international hooker Joe Tivate has signed a contract that will keep him at Six Ways for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited, you know, coming over here with the short-term deal and then now, you know, getting the opportunity to extend it to the next season is pretty exciting. For me, I was just getting my foot in the door, and I knew the potential that I had to, you know, to play, and then just getting that chance to show what I have.
Warriors prop Nick Shonnett says they all know it'll be a tough game at the Ricoh Arena, but he says Wasps have nothing to frighten them.
The last, 10 days, we've come, hit the ground running. You know, we've put a lot of emphasis on what we want to do and what we want to put out against Wasps, and it's all going well, and very happy with what we've done so far. We had a four-week block. We said we wanted to come away with two wins. We got the Saris, a little bit disappointed with the Exeter. Slipped up Northampton, but we got Bristol. They're all just games for us. We wanted to put our game on the field, and we did so.
Gary Gold says as good a win as it was against Bristol, they now have to focus solely on the trip to Wasps. Consistency is what he's after, and there would be nowhere better than to pick up that first away win of the season than at the side leading the Aviva Premiership.
The issue is we're still in a relegation fight. That's the reality. I can't emphasise that enough. You know, the issue between ourselves and Bristol is over now. You know, I mean, they've got five games to go, we've got five games to go, and we've got to try and win a couple of games, you know, to ensure we keep that buffer. And if we don't, and they do, then we're back in the fight. So it's out of our control. There's no point in worrying about it. What we need to worry about is our next game, which is critically important. We keep our feet on the ground for that.